This is MSO News Sports talking now with Swampscott High School baseball coach Joe Caponigro. And coach, you've been a friend of MSO for a long time. How are you doing this early spring?
Doing well, thank you. A little, I'm a little cold, but you know, it's been a cold spring, so it's, we're back in the baseball field, which is, it's a good feeling.
Well, let's go in reverse order. Let's start with the most recent thing today. As you mentioned, cold. We had a little bit of sunshine today, and for anybody who's not in the area, my goodness gracious, we've had cold and wind and rain. But you took the kids, you took your team to Boston today. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we did. We went into Boston College, baseball. They were playing Wake Forest, and you know it's a high brand of Division I college baseball, and I think it's good for the kids to see. You know. We have kids that aspire to play at that level, and we'd like to show them all what real high level collegiate baseball looks like. So we had around we have around 50 guys in the program, and I think there were 30 or 32 that came today, and it was a good take. BC lost, it was the finale. But it was good. There's this one player in Wake Forest who had two bombs, and he's supposedly a top five pick in this coming draft. So he's legit.
What's the connection with BC, coach, in terms of going on a field trip and stuff? Because taking a team into town, it takes a little bit of coordination, and you got to keep your eyes on everything.
Yeah. I do know the new coach. Ted Interdonato, I'm on the executive board for the Mass Coaches, High School Baseball Coaches Association, and he spoke at our conference this year. So I had a chance to speak with him one-on-one and got to know him a little bit. But really, we don't have any real connection to the school other than it's great baseball. You know, we also, in the past, I've had some players who are playing in college, like at Suffolk, and we've done a trip in to watch some of our former players, you know, who are in the program, play collegiately. So, but we figured Wake Forest is, I think they're ranked number 14 right now in the country, so thought it'd be a good take for the guys.
Playing baseball in New England in the springtime is pretty hardy stuff. I mean, sometimes kids get to travel down south. Do you guys ever get to do that?
No. The further south we go is Cape Cod.
Okay.
We had a trip planned preseason to spend the night down in down the Cape. We were going to scrimmage Sandwich on a Friday and then stay overnight and then play two on Saturday in Plymouth, and the Friday portion of it got canceled because of weather and field conditions, but we did end up going down on the Saturday just for the day, and we played a doubleheader. We played at Plymouth North's field where we scrimmaged against Hudson, and then we scrimmaged Plymouth North. So yeah, that's as far south as we'll get.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not far enough as far as I'm concerned, but I get it.
Yeah.
Tell me about your expectations coming into the season in terms of who you had coming back and the makeup of the team.
Yeah, well, we only graduated one senior last year, and we had everybody back, although some of the upperclassmen, as it does happen, you know, some seniors decided not to come back, but we still had an awful lot of players from the nucleus of what we had last year, and we regularly played six freshmen last year, and now they're sophomores, and you know they've matured physically and mentally, and it's good to see. You know, we do have a lot of seniors on the team. We have 11 seniors, and then we have a lot of sophomores as well. So we have a good mix.
So, yeah, it sounds like an interesting mix. What's the strength of these kids?
I think so far our pitching has been really, really sound. The guys are attacking batters, throwing strikes, and you know, that has been good to see. I think usually too, though, you know, early on, especially when the weather's not great, pitchers usually have an advantage over hitters in this climate. But you know, we've seen a lot of maturity from this group. We have three solid sophomore arms, and as well as an array of solid senior arms. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it progresses throughout the season.
All right, I want to save the Saturday game for last, but tell me a little bit about the early season progress. You guys are 3-1, so tell me about those first three games. In summary,
we opened up against Salem. You know, they won the conference last year, and they return, and I believe an awful lot of their players, and they have a big right-handed pitcher named Fennerty, and I know he's going somewhere next year to play in college and pitch, but we got him first game, and they beat us 1-0. It was a really, you know, for a first game of the season on April 3rd, I was really proud of how our guys battled and handled adversity, and I thought it was a really solid showing. Then after that, we played Peabody, over in Peabody, and we had that first game, Jack Spear, who's also the quarterback on the football team, he pitched a real solid game. You know, like 5 1/3 inning, he struck out 8, but we just couldn't get him any support offensively. And then we played Peabody in the second game, and Jamie Ford, another sophomore, he went the distance in that game. He threw under, I think it was like 85 pitches, and I believe the score of that game was 4-1. And you know, we were able to string a couple timely hits together, and so we were fortunate to come out of there, out of Peabody, with a win. And then we went up to Gloucester this past week, and where, you know, it's always warm in Gloucester.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we had a, you know, we put together a pretty good game. Spear came back. He pitched 5 innings of that game, and then senior Quinn Fitzpatrick, he closed out the last 2 innings. We won that game 8-3, and again, you know, not crazy hitting, but good timely hitting. And then the marathon game yesterday.
Yeah, I got to hear about this. That sounds like really something, man. 16 innings?
Yeah, 16 innings over in Winthrop. And our pitching was great. We started with a senior, Dawson DeBarry. He went 2 innings and then brought in another senior, Quinn Hitchcock, who I think he probably went 3 3/2. Mm-hmm. And then we also we after him we brought in a junior, Zach Alex, who went 6 innings, and I think he only threw like 65 pitches. But that only brought us to like the 11th. So, and then we brought in another sophomore, David Palmer, who pitched, I think it was the last 4 1/3, and they all threw very well. You know, they all threw very well, and so we're very happy with that. And you know, there was some high pressure situations. You know, when you're on the road and you get, you know, the home team is up with guys on base and it's extra innings, and you know, you get a run crosses the plate, ends the game, and but we made some really good pitches, and we made some fine defensive plays, as did Winthrop. Winthrop played really well, and just one of those days where you hate to see somebody lose.
Right. Well, it's funny you talk about Gloucester being cold, but Winthrop is no warm climate either.
No, we started at noon, so it wasn't had. It was a long day.
Let me ask you, Joe. I mean, you know, in your career, there aren't many games that go more than 7, 8, 9 innings. What was it like when the kids, when the game was finally over? I mean, what was the emotion among the kids and maybe among the coaches?
Yeah, everybody was gassed. You know, the kids were gassed. They were sore. You know, they were in between innings. They'd be out in the field like stretching and. Yeah, it was exhausting physically for the players and mentally for the players and the coaches, you know. But it was, you know, it was, we talked about it afterwards, you know, they were relentless and they never gave in and things just kind of fell our way in the 16th. So. It worked out in our favor.
That's a memory for every kid who was involved in that game. Finally, Joe, mention a couple of other of your leaders, if you would, please.
I think, you know, we seem to be pretty strong up the middle with our catcher, sophomore Michael Collins, and then another sophomore at second base, Caden Ross, and a junior shortstop, Nick Berube. He was our MVP last year as a sophomore. And then in center field, Connor Chiarello, who's also an outstanding basketball player. So we're pretty strong up the middle. And then we've got some, you know, senior captains, Jason Bouffard, who's a first baseman. He's going to Mass Maritime next year to play. Will Roddy, who's a left fielder. And Luca Croft, who's a DH and a catcher, and then we have a real solid third baseman as well, and Chase Gruthius, who's another sophomore. So we've been we've been getting timely hits. Like I said, we haven't been ripping the cover off the ball, but we've been getting timely hits and taking advantage of those. And our pitching has kept us, you know, in the ball games.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun season, Coach, especially with some of the younger kids you have, and what a great start. So we will talk soon, I hope.
All right. Rick, thank you.
No, Joe, thank you. Good luck, man. We'll talk to you later. Be well.
All right.
Thanks, Coach. Bye-bye. All right, that's Joe Caponigro, who is the Swampscott High School baseball coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.